If you've taken your vehicle in for repairs lately and had a longer wait than you expected, you're not alone. The auto repair industry is dealing with a worker shortage, and it's leading to longer backlogs at some Wisconsin auto shops. Vehicle repair costs are also rising, with the Consumer Price Index showing a nearly 20% increase from 2023 to 2024. Shop owners say they're having trouble finding enough qualified technicians, and enrollment in post-secondary programs was steadily declining for years before it started to bounce back in 2022. Tyson Larson is an automotive technician instructor at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in Fenimore. He talked to Rob Ferret earlier this week.
What kind of things are you hearing lately from repair shops that you talk to about the auto technician workforce these days?
So what I'm hearing from our workforce, that would include the partners we have in our advisory committee and just independent shops and dealerships in our areas, that they're having difficulty finding technicians, and whether it be skilled technicians or just even technicians coming out right out of school, just having difficulty finding qualified technicians that actually want to work and are motivated to want to work and then learn more about automobiles and how to repair them.
Well, as we're talking, I understand you're literally on break from teaching some of the auto technicians of the future. What has enrollment been like in your program at Southwest Wisconsin Tech?
So enrollment in our program has been stable the last few years. Now, overall across the country, compared to what it was 10 years ago, we're about 14, 15% down from where we were roughly 10 years ago. I think part of it is the students aren't getting exposed as much anymore. And I think part of it is like a culture shift. So meaning you're not seeing the father and son, or, you know, the parent and child working on a vehicle anymore underneath the shade tree. We don't see that as much anymore. And the thing is, with the complexity of the vehicles, with having electronics and computers, modules, it's a lot more complicated than it used to be. So now the parent doesn't quite understand it because it's more complex, and you need special tools to be able to diagnose this stuff now. So basically, since the parent maybe doesn't have the information, now they can't share that with the student or with the son. And on top of that, we're not seeing the training happening in the high schools either. So a lot of the programs are either getting underfunded or just flat out cut. And rightfully so, these programs are expensive to maintain with the tools and equipment required to run on automotive shop. It can be quite a challenge to offer that when you have limited budgets.
You are getting creative there at Southwest Technical College. You've got a Pistons to Pathways program that's trying to fill some of those gaps you just described. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so and that's what we've done, and this is really why we've had fairly stable student enrollment, is because now what we're doing is that we're thinking about the industry as a whole. So who are the people involved, right? So we got manufacturers, we got dealers, we have independent shops, we have the high schools. So we're working with the high schools, and we're working with dealers. And what we did back in 2018 is we created this program, like you said, called Pistons to Pathways. And what that is an opportunity for the students to gain automotive skills while they're still in high school. So what these students do is they take one of our 3-credit courses to start with as a junior at the dealership level. So we have 4 sponsored locations right now at automotive dealerships. So high school students from in our district travel to a specific dealership on Wednesday night, and they are taught by a dealership technician. So they're taught by somebody who's completely trained and who's certified, and they have all the tools and equipment they need there. Now, we've also had to supplement some of the tools that they need for that class, but for the most part, these students take our 3-credit maintenance class at the dealerships. They're getting that experience. It's helping them gain some confidence, and we're helping to spark this interest in the automotive field.
Talking to Tyson Larson, automotive technician instructor at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in Fenimore, looking at a shortage and maybe a worse future shortage of auto technicians may affect your wait times if you're getting your car fixed. Tyson, I want to follow up on something you mentioned earlier. Cars, more complicated. It used to be if you were a mechanic, you were mostly doing auto mechanic stuff. Now you're still doing that. Plus, you're an electronics engineer and maybe a little bit of computer science scientist rolled in. How much more complicated is it to learn how to fix the range of cars out there in the country now?
Well, the funny thing is this program at Southwest Tech was 2 years long in 1967, and it's 2024, and the program's still 2 years long. And as you know, we've got more complex with the hybrid, electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles. So the complexity is really high. I mean, we're really car doctors. The amount of knowledge that's required for us to know and understand is really high. So the bar is set pretty high. But what's happening is that because our program is only 2 years long, well, we can only cover so much information. So are we getting the software infotainment system? Yes, but we're really just scratching the surface. You see, when students graduate here, they're really just entry level. And because they're entry level, once they go out and work at a facility, whether it be independent shop or at a dealership, they have to basically start their training again. So the challenge with this industry is that there's this large expectation for students to come right out of school with some high level skills. And while they do come out with some high level skills because we have quality instructors here and we do an excellent job with them, there's just so much experience that is needed, and there's quite a skills gap that exists.
Now, for that entry-level technician, what is the pay like? Is this part of the story of why somebody might think twice about going into it as they look at what they get paid when they're first in the industry?
Yes, that's definitely one of the high ones on the list. So as I mentioned before, just having the exposure is an issue, but also the pay is such a large issue. So just to give you an example, so we have programs here that students can graduate and make in the $30 to $40 an hour range just right out of the gate. And for automotive technicians, now it really varies based on location, but it can be in the $15 to $20 an hour range that they're starting. And not only that, on top of that, because we're technicians, we're required to have a special set of tools. So when you're in this industry, you're expected to be able to work on cars, but you have to have your own tools to do so. And the challenge with that is there aren't a whole lot of industries that you can think of where, as an employee, you need to come in with $5,000 to $10,000 worth of tools. You see, I think that's pretty overwhelming, because to have $10,000 worth of tools and then go start at an independent shop or a dealership where they're telling you, well, your skills aren't worth the pay you're asking, but yet you had to spend $10,000 on your tools.
And we'll leave it there. Tyson, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yep. Thank you.
Tyson Larson is an automotive technician instructor at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in Fenimore. He was with us today to talk about what's driving a shortage of auto mechanics, what he's hearing from students getting into the industry. Now let's visit a Wisconsin auto shop for a firsthand look at the issue. Nick Robinson is the manager of J&S Auto Care in Janesville. Nick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Absolutely.
I keep hearing, Nick, from people who run mechanic shops around the state having trouble bringing on staff. Is this something you're seeing at your shop and from other colleagues in the Janesville area?
I guess, you know, I really don't have any affiliations with other shops in town here, but I know, you know, everybody's kind of short on technicians, ourselves included. I mean, it's gotten to the point where we haven't even tried to hire anybody. I think the last person we had hired back was in 2019, but it's just myself, the owner, and a mechanic that's been with us for about 35 years here now. So,
and what are the challenges of bringing a new technician on board at a shop?
I guess the hard part is either they've been trained through a technical college and they, you know, expect to be paid more than my guy that's been here for 35 years right off the bat, and you know, without any real world experience, you know, so if they can't plug a computer into a car and it doesn't tell them, you know, exactly what to do, they really don't know what to do beyond whatever the scan tool is telling them, because they haven't had that experience in the field yet. Otherwise, you know, beyond the pay issue there and the experience, you know, the other guys you get are the inexperienced, you know, not trained or schooled technicians that are coming in and willing to learn. But I feel like the ones that we've hired of those people, we have spent more time almost babysitting and correcting mistakes than it's worth having on, you know, as a staff member here.
Has the job gotten more complicated as we get to vehicles that have more and more sensors and computers and electronic features?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're to the point that Chrysler has been bought out by, you know, companies over the years, and the Stellantis that they're currently owned by, I mean, that any vehicles, Chrysler-type vehicles, 2018 and newer, they basically have us locked out of them. I mean, we can pay to get on certain subscriptions and be able to log in and see data, but for just the average guy, I mean, they have you locked out of it, so you can't even get in to see their data. But yeah, the newer the cars get, the more overly complicated they get. With everything going hybrid and electric, you know, it leaves my mechanics not familiar with those systems. You know, we're basically just used to working on combustion engines and regular electronics, and everything's gone to high-speed data networks, CAN bus networks, and makes everything much more difficult for the average guy to be able to take on himself.
Now, I talked to somebody from a technical college, Southwest Technical College, who said, you know, we're do our best to send students out, train for the world, but it's been a two-year program for the last 20 years. You got to pack everything into those 2 years. Are there things you'd like to see change when it comes to training, whether we're talking about high school students, technical colleges, apprenticeships, whatever?
Well, I mean, one thing that I guess I've heard recently from a few people is that, you know, school teachers and stuff that are my customers, that they are starting to bring back some of the automotive programs and woodworking programs and things like that in the high schools that they had taken away in previous years just because they didn't have the budget to be able to continue those programs. I think having that, you know, interest in the field earlier, you know, when you're a high school student and you don't have money, you have to learn how to fix your own stuff, and being able to get some experience in high school would get more people in the interested, you know, moving forward, going to a technical college or maybe trying to find, you know, a shop that would be willing to take them in as kind of an apprentice and train them along the way. But, you know, I feel over the last, probably 10 years or so, you know, that field has just been dying off. There's less and less people that are interested in it when they can stay at home and do stuff on their computer and make just as much, if not more, money working from home and not having to leave that computer screen or really physically do anything. I guess I feel like there's less people that are willing to do the physical aspects of the job than there were, you know, 10 years ago or more.
Nick, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Very good. Well, appreciate having us on.
Nick Robinson is the manager of J&S Auto Care in Janesville. He talked with Rob Ferret earlier this week, giving his views on a shortage of auto technicians.